News Radio WTAM 1100, Brad Sussman in for Bill Wills, joined by our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Of course, big problems in Atlanta, talking about the problems they had yesterday with a fire and power outages and stuff, and now it affects everybody downstream.
It does. In fact, it was a nightmare of a day. You're right, yesterday for travelers. We had an 11-hour power outage, tens of thousands of passengers that are basically in the dark inside of the, you know, the world's busiest airport. We had 98 planes or so on the tarmac. Some passengers were stuck on their planes for more than 7 hours.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, Brad, the good news is now that the power's been restored, yes, but and sometime later this morning, we should start to see some of the flight activity resume.
It's incredible when you think about a whole, you know, whole hub of air travel being the busiest airport in the United States. But that affects things not only here in the U.S., overseas. Doesn't matter what coast you're on, you're probably going to be affected in some way, correct?
Correct. And this is just not a Delta situation, even though they are the primary airline in Atlanta. Because remember, last Friday, we began the crush of holiday travelers.
Right.
Most of these flights were already booked. 51 million people expected to take to the skies over the next 2 weeks. So really, the challenge becomes getting these affected or delayed inconvenience passengers onto flights that are 85 to 90% or better filled by previous reservations. So, you know, tomorrow we could see close to 100% flight activity from Atlanta. But you're right, it could take several days to get passengers to their destination, not only from Atlanta, but those that are stranded across the country. We had 17,000 flights delayed yesterday, 1,800 more that were canceled. Today we're looking at least 1,000 flight cancellations. So it's definitely going to be a slow go. And, you know, if you have a weather storm, a situation like that, you know, airlines can see it coming.
Right.
They've got a chance to prepare, get all the pieces in place, and do everything they can to minimize the impact on passengers. But unfortunately here, this came out of nowhere and
right.
Shut things down in a hurry.
Now, Jay, as a passenger, let's say you're one of those affected passengers. Mm-hmm. Do you have any recourse?
You know, if you go to the airlines, they're going to say, look, it's not our fault. This was a Georgia power issue where there was a fire in some underground electrical facility
right.
here at the airport. It's not our issue. We didn't start it. We're not responsible. So as far as compensation from airlines, I don't think much is going to be coming forth. And remember, airlines have not been known as the most charitable people
right.
in the world. So if they don't have to pay something, I don't think they're going to. I suspect that there will be some law, especially for people that were on their way to, you know, multi-million dollar business deals and things of this nature that were inconvenienced by the power outage yesterday. But, you know, most of the stuff we saw on social media, people were, you know, taking it in stride. We didn't have a bunch of these viral videos of people going nuts.
Right.
Really, the only thing that they were saying is that the airline and the airport could have done a much better job of keeping them updated. When I was a general manager for Northwest Airlines, I'd tell my agents, look, on a delayed flight, give an update every 20 to 30 minutes. Even if we don't know anything,
right.
pass along what we do know, because at least that'll give the passengers and the people that are affected an idea that they're updated with the very latest information. Going 2, 3, 4 hours with no update, absolutely inexcusable, and that's what they were facing yesterday.
Jay Ratliff, our aviation expert on the line with us right now. And what are we looking at? Obviously, with Atlanta coming back online, what other hub delays might we see today?
Well, in the can't catch a break file, we have Atlanta with dense fog. So it's,
oh, lovely.
Yeah, so they've got to have that. But it should clear in a couple of hours. But rain in Seattle could create some delays close to an hour. Other than that, the rest of the country looks to be in pretty good shape today.
All right, appreciate it. Jay Ratliff, our aviation expert right here at News Radio, WTAM 1100. Thanks, Jay.
You're very welcome.